Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
When we were younger, we were driving. You never want to be caught at a red light. You know, don't get stuck at the red light. Go, go, go fast. You guys love being stuck at red lights. So you grab your phones. And you're, do you see?
It's kind of true.
Yes, yeah. Isn't it? You're,
I don't, like, look forward to it, but it doesn't bother me as much.
Because when you see the red light, you come to a stop, you're automatically grabbing that
phone. Next murder podcast. Let's go.
Like, yeah. What if your phone has gone off and you're like, oh, I need to see who responded. Or, like, you sent a text and you're waiting to hear back. Then you are like, give me the red light.
I know which red lights I'm going to hit on the way home. So I know, like, yay, right when I get off of Pena onto Tower, that's when I'm going to get something done. I know it's totally different than the way we grew up. You wanted to just green your whole life.
Right.
But now I plan my life around my expected reds.
You love red lights.
You do. A little. but a little. You're just not tied to your phone. I have sent Steve a text.
Yeah.
Like with something urgent.
Yeah.
On like Friday before the show.
Like it just happened the other day.
And then Sunday afternoon, it's like, just saw this. It's like, never mind, dude.
I know.
You don't
it happened just the other day. I was driving here, and I saw your text. Hey,
you got back to me with like 3 hours later. That's totally different than 3 days later.
Oh, that one, I thought it was okay.
No, you weren't. That was only a few hours. It's still pretty impressive. Like,
because I don't even look at it when I'm driving.
At all.
None
it's
whatsoever.
It's maddening to me.
No. Like,
for me to drive for 40 minutes and not at least know that there's something on it. I may not have read it, but I know there's a text from Amber. There's a text from Aaron. There's something from one of my kids. Like, I know that it's on there so that first red light, I can look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
professionally, for the show, I should start trying and train myself to be that way because...
It's not even for the show. It's to be a human in 2021.
I think I'm doing it right.
You're doing it safely, yeah.
Thank you.
No, but
that doesn't mean right.
No. It's not just in the car. Like, for real. I can't remember what it was, but it was like I sent him something on a Friday pre-show, and it was Sunday afternoon when he responded. And it's like, what? You hadn't picked your phone up, or you just didn't go into messages, or having... like, my email, I can have a number in the red thing.
Yes.
But my text, you cannot have a red number on it.
It drives me nuts.
Oh, my God. That gives me so much anxiety. Like, I'm in a bunch of group texts, and if I, like, go to bed early and wake up and there's, like, a 317 on there, I want to jump off a cliff. Because it's like, I'm never going to catch up. And it's not going to be funny, and I just hate it.
I think I know what the difference between me and all you guys is. When I'm at home... My phone doesn't exist. If I'm on my laptop and I see someone texting me or an email, I'll take care of it on my laptop. I never text at my house.
Do you charge your phone every night?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird. I do that.
By your bed or like in the kitchen?
In the kitchen.
Really?
It's never, ever in my bedroom.
That's
ever.
Wild.
Weird.
I know.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
And people tell me that's not good. If there's emergencies or something, I go... Well, emergency, what are they going to about what?
Who could have an emergency that you care about?
Thank you. That's kind of it.
I have to have it because if my kids are out or my wife is out or like my parents.
Totally.
Like you're.
But you guys, you're all at home with same. When I see you here on your phones, you're at home doing the exact.
Yeah.
You never take a break from it, do you?
I want to get better at not being on it when I'm in bed. I have to get better at, like, this is... I do have Do Not Disturb on, But you guys are all on my non-do not disturb list. So do not disturb starts at, well, because if something bad happened, like, I'd need to know.
Right.
It's like, which is hilarious because our group text is mostly memes and inappropriate jokes.
Yes, and I kind of need to know that too. But yeah, and my parents and my kids, and that's it. So like, if some random were texting me, if my friend Ben were texting at 10:30 at night, I would not get it.
Because
he's not on my D&D list.
Yeah.
Because anything he wants to do at 10:30 is not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
For spiritually, mentally, it's bad. So...
Everything is on my phone, though. My books are on my phone, my podcasts, my music.
That's right.
My text messages, my business, my calendar, my email, like my the random game that I play, my social media, like everything is on my phone. So
Yeah, sometimes we're even sitting there watching. I'm using my phone on YouTube to cast to the TV. And we're watching you, like, my phone on the TV. Does that make sense?
It does.
That's how ingrained it is.
Dang. Okay.
Question. Do you do D&D when you do that?
No.
Oof.
What's D&D?
Do not disturb.
What happens if you don't? What happens?
Because if he's casting YouTube
you can see.
Up onto the thing, and I text him, like, T-Hack, hookers are all set for tomorrow.
That shows
that
up
comes
there,
up
too?
On the screen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Legit.
You could never do that.
I put
T-Hack
D&D on.
T-Hack is fine. He doesn't have the same text messages that you're getting.
He does not.
Whenever Slacker texts me after 10:30, it's not good for me. Spiritually, emotionally.
Shut up! Oh, man. It's true. But it's bad that I think like that, too, probably.
Probably, yeah.
That you're like... But it's not, it's not like side work texting me, but it's like somebody saying something like, hey, you still owe me that $200. And I'm like, ugh, I didn't exactly say
so
I lost $200.
For your
game.
Wife and your kids. Cause I was literally just about to say, well, mostly for your kids, probably.
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
That's better.
Gotcha.
That. Yeah. Cause also we just say horrible things to each other.
Right. Like they should not witness our group text. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.